USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kincaid Fire in Northern California has burned about 77,000 acres across Sonoma County. CAL FIRE officials say the blaze is now 30% contained as gusty winds have contributed to the fire spreading. Democratic Governor of California Gavin Newsom with some praise for the Trump administration.
Every request we've made of the Trump administration has been granted, and I just want to thank them again for moving as expeditiously as they have to support our efforts here at the state.
A war hero from Afghanistan is the latest recipient of the Medal of Honor. President Trump honored Army Master Sergeant Matthew Williams with the nation's highest military award during a ceremony on Wednesday at the White House.
We salute your unyielding service, your unbreakable resolve, and your untiring devotion to our great nation and the nation that we all love.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
On Wednesday, the House Committee on Homeland Security held a hearing titled Global Terrorism. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleen talking about the foreign threats that America faces.
Calling out the threat from China and highlighting our need to focus on supply chain security, 5G technology, election security, federal cybersecurity, and industrial control systems. As acknowledged within the document, China presents the most pressing long-term strategic risk to the United States in these areas.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida filed a complaint against the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, a move that could end the bipartisan nature of the Ethics Committee. Gaetz sent a letter to the 10-member bipartisan panel led by Congressman Ted Deutch, calling on the committee to investigate Congressman Adam Schiff of California over his handling of the impeachment proceedings against President Trump. The Fed is cutting interest rates by a quarter of a point. This is the third time the Fed has cut rates this year. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Turning now to the 2020 Democratic presidential race, one of the things that is drawing people towards Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts is her Medicare for All plan. A new report came out from Kaiser Permanente that said around 2 million Americans would lose jobs if Medicare for All was enacted. Speaking on NPR, Senator Warren doesn't seem to have a problem with 2 million Americans losing their job.
I think this is part of the cost issue and should be part of a cost plan. Although, do recognize on this what we're talking about. In effect, how much of our health care dollars have not gone to health care? How many of those dollars have been pulled out in other directions? You know, think about the for-profit insurance system that lies right at the middle right now of our health care delivery system.
The NCAA has changed its mind about players being paid. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The NCAA board did an about-face and voted unanimously to go along with California and allow college athletes to make money from sponsorships and endorsements. NCAA President Mark Emmert.
The board took a big step today to say that it is indeed within their policies and they want the schools to go out and promulgate rules that will allow students to be able to take advantage of their name, image, and likeness, but do that in a way that's consistent with the collegiate model of sports.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.